Welcome to Frank Jordan's Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Commentary. Now, here's Frank.
Who is the most famous doctor? Hippocrates? Dr. Louis Pasteur? House? Doc Holliday? Doc Holliday? You probably thought he was just a fast-draw gunman and professional gambler who fought at the OK Corral with Wyatt Earp. Maybe you knew he had terminal tuberculosis, or even that his lady friend who joined him in Tombstone was big-nosed Kate. But why be in a health commentary? John Henry Holliday, two L's please, was indeed one of the most colorful characters in the history of the Old West, but also a first in a medical procedure when he was born in 1851 with a cleft palate and lip. A cleft palate and lip in an infant in 1851 commonly caused infant death, and that came from starvation or pneumonia. But John Henry Holliday was in no ordinary family. Dr. John Stiles Holliday, John Henry Holliday's uncle, was a prominent physician and surgeon that surgically, for the first time in North America, used a European procedure to repair the newborn infant's cleft palate and lip, thus saving his life. An unfortunate side effect from the surgery was a serious speech impediment. His mother literally invented a speech therapy protocol for young Doc Holliday and had the boy begin piano lessons to offset his natural shyness from the impediment. Improvement occurred as Doc Holliday later in life, in saloons and lodgings, was known to play Chopin and other classical music on the piano as an accomplished pianist. We can include John Henry Holliday in a list of world-renowned doctors because he was, in fact, a doctor of considerable skills in dentistry. Very few earned a degree in dental surgery at the age of 20, and that from the best dental school in America at the time. Note this was not just general dentistry, but dental surgery. Unfortunately, Doc Holliday, only 18 months later, was diagnosed with advanced pulmonary tuberculosis. This same disease had taken his mother at age 37 and was hereditary. Doc Holliday was brilliant and studied his disease both in English and Latin, learning that dry air and heat of the desert southwest should be beneficial. Thus, he abandoned a prominent family and left a promising professional life in an attempt to survive. His determination and unique talents enabled his becoming also a feared gunman and successful gambler. His expression to Wyatt Earp, at a time of Earp's being in a gunfight he was going to lose, is, "I'm your Huckleberry." That in Victoria area times translated, "I'm the man for the job." Dead Ringo found out Doc Holliday was the man for the job. Doc Holliday died at only 36 from tuberculosis, a prodigy dental surgeon, now remembered by millions as a Western icon.
Remember, for the latest health news and product specials, join us at NSC24.com.
Winning in sports, careers, parenting, and health takes energy. To have energy requires staying in shape and eating right. How are your energy levels? Not enough? Sure, you should eat right, exercise, eliminate stress, and get your 8 hours of sleep. But if you can't, then supplement nutritionally. Remember, when you can't produce enough energy, Immunition Beta-Glucan. Immunition Glucan nutritionally amps up your immune cells that keep you healthy and energized. Call 888-541-3997 for your Immunition Glucan or go to NSC24.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The products mentioned are not intended to diagnose, mitigate, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
These health commentaries bring you knowledge and understanding of many health challenges, but you must take the information and act to either maintain or regain your health. Join us each weekday or go to www.nsc24.com to hear a commentary on your issues. Now go and get faith. And remember, when you can't, Beta Glue can.